Hey, Daddy, Bill Alfonso listens all the time. Daddy, I love Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. Daddy, listen to it too.
What's going on, everybody? It's Bill Bailey with today's Boondoggle on Domain Cleveland Radio. I just wanted to take a minute in this little intro before the intro to give you an update on some of the things we got going on here at today's Boondoggle. And we recently launched a email account. So if you have any questions, suggestions, or comments, you're enjoying the show, you want to see something different, you want to see certain guests on the show, you can reach us at todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. And as you know, the coronavirus lockdown has hit a lot of us financially. Boondoggle didn't escape it either. And if you want to support us financially so we can get you these interviews that you enjoy each week, you can donate to our GoFundMe. There's you get on GoFundMe, look up today's Boondoggle. We got a GoFundMe that'll be ongoing. And as well as a Venmo, you can donate. If you use Venmo, go to Venmo Domain or today's Boondoggle. And then also there's our Anchor sponsorship on the Anchor app, anchor.fm. Look up today's Boondoggle and you can become a monthly sponsor to us there. As you know, this is a veteran owned and operated program we got going on here. It's very been, man, incredibly therapeutic for a guy like myself who, you know, is a veteran with PTSD and anxiety. It just gets me out there talking with people and gets me out of my comfort zone. And it's been awesome. But it all costs us, you know, the travel, accommodations, to get to these interviews that you want to hear. So if you can help out anyway, we truly appreciate it. Also, please follow us on social media. It's at Today's Boondoggle. We're on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Just please follow, subscribe, comment. Download the episodes. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, you know, any of the programs that you use to listen to your podcast. Please do whatever you can to support us, and hope you enjoy this episode. Thanks.
You got
it. It's gonna end right there.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.
Okay, so you guys are the main, huh?
Yes, sir. Two-fifths.
Mm-hmm. Two-fifths. All right. Well, let's see. State your names and then what you guys do.
My name is Kennedy. I play guitar.
I'm Pat and I play drums.
Okay. And then where is your group from?
We're all from the Arizona area, like mostly kind of surrounded in Tempe, right in the center there.
Okay. So what other opportunities would you have had there if you didn't choose this path?
I guess kind of whatever we wanted to do.
Yeah. Because, you know, like some people come from towns where it's like, well, you got to work at the steel mill. Everybody worked at the steel mill.
No, it's not quite. It's a little more diverse. Like that, I mean, we could have been,
been a doctor,
refrigerator repairman. I don't know. Right. AC and refrigeration. I'm sure that's that's never going away in Arizona. So
exactly.
Something like that.
How long have you guys been involved in the music scene, and what would you say prompted your journey?
I guess probably for maybe 12 or so years.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess just I started going to my brother's friends' bands, like
their concerts around town, you know, kids in eighth grade starting bands.
I feel like, yeah, most of us in the band had older brothers that were kind of just somewhat influencing our music, or just showing us things that we may not have picked up on at that young of an age. He had an older brother, Garrett had an older brother, kind of doing the same thing. My older brother was showing me stuff like Radiohead and stuff, so yeah, I think it's all kind of in that realm. We picked it up.
So have any of your older brothers ever been on the Warped Tour?
No.
So hey, that's where you guys get to throw in their face at Christmas and everything, right? Yeah, thanks for showing me everything you know. Now let me show you a few things.
All right, so
what are three pieces of advice that you would give to younger musicians getting started?
Say to work very hard and in the sense of I think don't think that things are just going to happen for you. I think you need to take things in your own hands. If this is something that you actually like want to do with your life, you can't just kind of think it's just going to happen.
Yeah. And I think keep a bit of integrity to what you do. You know, there's a lot of people that go down different routes on a whim that there's something bigger in the future, and they kind of abandon what they set out to do. And I think that's kind of a fault sometimes. So
yeah, no shortcuts for success, right?
Right.
You
want to
stick with, you know, that's what you signed up for, right?
And surround yourself with good people.
Yeah, definitely.
Good people that actually care.
Yeah, it's got to be tough, you know. I mean, in this kind of industry, and then being out on like tours like this, you know, to keep that focus. Because I mean, you can get, hey man, everybody's doing this. Do you want to try some of this or whatever? You know, any kind of influences that will just affect your
totally
staying focused and where you want to go.
Focus on the goal. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what are some things that have surprised you or still surprise you in the music industry?
Just how many people are so, like, incompetent at their job. And all these people that have these crazy high-up titles and record labels and stuff that just
leave it on there because they knew somebody.
They have no clue what they're doing.
Yeah.
And, that's pretty surprising to me.
Totally.
What are like three bands that you think kids should be encouraged to listen to before they can graduate high school?
Oh gosh,
the Rolling Stones.
Rolling Stones for sure. I mean, I'd say Wilco is in that.
I guess you have to say the Beatles. You could pick each different record, and it sounds like a completely different band. So I think that's a cool thing.
It seems like it's a lost art sometimes these days.
Yeah.
You know,
totally
keep evolving. You know,
yes.
You know, or just show, you know, how
some kind of
range or whatever. I don't know what the word. You guys got younger brains than me, so help me out here. Finish my sentences.
What are books, or what books or movies have changed your life?
Man, the movie That Thing You Do was when I was a kid. That is why I wanted to play the drums.
And yeah,
playing the drums has changed everything in my life. So I would pick that one.
Totally. Yeah, that's actually funny. It's such a fun movie. But it, as a kid, like that was totally something that just changed my view on wanting to. I just wanted to play music.
Where would you guys say you draw most of your inspiration when you're writing music?
We both of us can't necessarily speak for the lyrics. John kind of handles that, but I think for all of us, you know, we've all been on the road and experienced a lot together, and there's a lot of things that were one way when we came out of high school, and we'd all experienced certain things, and you're thinking about girls and simple relationships, and then you kind of broaden and think about the world around you, and so I think there's a numerous, infinite amount of things that influence everything we do, and our music is included in that.
Okay. And so where'd you guys come up with the name, The Main? What's behind that?
And, we booked a show and we didn't have a name. So
you're the headliner, you're the main act.
So we're just like we gotta figure something like right now. So there was a song called the Coast of Maine, and we're just like, The Main, cool. And it just kind of stuck.
Yeah. Now it's on shirts and CDs.
It's hard to go more to depth than that.
Yeah.
It's
there's really no
rhyme or reason to it.
Just like, all right, we got here and we're going to play. Oh, yeah, we got
it. It existed and it continues to be what we call it.
That's cool. All right, so what are like three things that surprise you guys about being a touring band?
How comfortable you can be without without showering in a long time.
I guess it surprised me how, like, after you tour for a long time, like, the roles kind of switch, where, like, being home almost feels, like, kind of weird.
Yeah.
Which, like, in the beginning, our first time going on tour, like, it was the complete opposite of that. You, like, go on tour and it, like, feels super weird and you, like, miss being home, and then it's just kind of, you know, we've been touring
for
6 or 7 years, and it's like the roles have completely flipped. Like, you go home and you're home for the first time in a couple months, and
it feels strange, and you're aching to get back out on the road.
And then you hop back in a bus, and you're just like, yeah, we've been here a billion times.
Yeah.
You know, wow, that really, like, clicks with me. You know, would you say, like, being on the road, you're used to a routine, everything's kind of, your schedule's made up for you, you kind of...
Kind of, and things are kind of set. And then just the people that are around and the situations, like, I mean, we've been traveling together for 7 years, you know, almost, you know, 11 of us are, you know, at least the five of us have been traveling together, and, yeah, you just kind of, you know the ins and outs of every person, and you know what they're going to do, and it's so much more predictable to be on the road than it is to be at home and kind of in your own.
I know, I did 20 years in the military, and I did a tour over in the Middle East, and that was, like, the weirdest thing for me, too, because, like, you're over there, these people become, like, your family, your brothers, you're used to a routine every day, and then, I'm retired now from the military, obviously, you know, but... That was the hardest thing, adjusting to coming home and being like, it's like, I was just like, and I got two kids, and I was like, man, I wish I was back over there, I would say, you know, which sucks, because it's like, you know, I wanted to be...
I can only imagine how
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that really clicked with me when you guys said that. All right. Are there any causes or organizations that you guys strongly support and encourage others to take the time to look into?
Yeah, I mean, we've been kind of over the past maybe 6 months or so, really, we put out a shoe and we're giving all the proceeds to it. Trying to, I think we see so many of our fans, which are like 16 or 17, 18, and 19 year old girls, that just like the self harm thing is just like,
yeah, the cutting.
It's crazy, like, how often we get that, or we see kids coming to shows where you can cut all over their arms. I mean, it's like, it's growing it's a large percentage of our fans.
We're trying to
evolve
to be able to do some, give some support back to that.
I mean, luckily, it's kind of a hard thing. Like,
it's hard to
know,
get into,
like, what to, like,
do. Yeah.
Or if you even, like, talk about it, because then it brings more attention to the idea of doing that. You know, there's this weird line, you know, where
we're a band, but then we also want to like help out.
At the end of the day, we're
a band, you know.
You take advantage of your soapbox, I guess, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, to try and influence the world and people to make a better.
Trying to influence people to be happy.
Yeah. Have you guys connected with To Write Love on Her Arms, that organization?
We haven't worked directly with them.
They're pretty much sort of like similar to what.
Yeah, yeah. There's an organization called Hope for the Day that we've been working with all along the entire the whole summer so far. So
okay.
That's kind of been who we've been working with.
All right. Let's see, where was I? So are there like three things that you guys have taken in or made into like a daily habit that encourages you to just kick more ass throughout the day?
I've started eating healthy. That encourages me.
Is that like hard a little bit on the road and stuff? Or
it typically is on this tour. It's fairly easy. Well, the catering setup that they have is easy to try and eat well. But it gives me a lot of energy and makes me real excited. I don't know.
That's good.
We've been going out every morning and talking to people every morning in the line and telling people our set time, and that honestly gets me super jazzed for the day. It's exciting. You get to talk to a lot of people that are so excited for their day, and they don't know what to expect yet, but their first thing is they get to see somebody that they enjoy, and that's really fun for me. It sets it off right every morning.
That's cool. And then if more people wanted to learn about you guys and your art, where would you encourage them to go?
The interweb.
I think if you, we are everywhere on the internet, so
okay.
Anything you want to know, it exists.
Google and you'll find our website and our Facebook and our Twitter.
We're very current on things.
All right, cool. And then finally, are there any shout outs that you guys would like to give anyone at this time?
Oh, man. Just all
the people to listen to us. Thank you. Thank you for paying attention.
All my uncles.
All his uncles. All the aunts and uncles out there.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thank you for listening once again to today's Boondoggle Radio Show. Please check out our website, domaincle.com, and todaysboondoggle.com. Be sure to follow us on social media at Today's Boondoggle on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter for more information about this podcast. Support us on www.anchor.fm/Today's Boondoggle, as well as on GoFundMe. Be sure to subscribe, comment, download, and listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spreaker, and all the other podcast platforms. Please email us with questions, suggestions, and comments via todaysboondoggle@gmail.com. Please leave us comments and 5-star reviews. Thanks once again for listening to Today's Boondoggle Radio Show.
Thank you for tuning into this week's edition of Today's Boondoggle. Domain Cleveland Entertainment is a veteran-owned and operated entertainment cornucopia of nonsensical shenanigans. You can find interesting interviews, music news, entertainment information, and just about everything else in between. Thank you again for tuning into the show here at Domain Cleveland.